is Paul Rippey, and welcome to the second episode of the Energy Links podcast. I'm here in Kampala, Uganda, with Harry Andrews, co-founder of Barefoot Power, and James Wiere of Linux Solutions. Harry, will you tell the listeners about the history and objectives of your company?
Thanks, Paul. Barefoot Power is a social entrepreneurial business with a global vision. The two founders, myself and Stuart Crane, are both energy professionals and also keen travellers. Through our travels, we noticed the disparity between what we had in Australia and what we saw in the field. At that time, we were working for the same company and managed to get a few consulting jobs together in Papua New Guinea. And that's where we planned our escape route and decided to set up Barefoot Power to look at lighting and further energy issues in developing countries.
So when did you start the company?
It seems a long, long time ago, but I think it was only 3 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, you have a range of products, I know, but there's one that we're particularly interested in and that I know you've been promoting a lot, which is the Firefly lamp. Mm-hmm. Could you describe that?
Yeah, I'd like to first start with our vision of what we call reversed rural electrification, which is looking at the opposite to the traditional way of looking at electrification, which is putting in big, large, centralized systems, distributing to industry, then distributing to urban areas, and then finally reaching out, if ever, into the rural areas. What we want to do is start in those rural areas with small systems and build them over time with a relationship with communities and then interconnect those systems eventually. Now, we were being Western energy people. We had a totally unrealistic vision when we started this company. We were looking at going in with mini-grids. It quickly became obvious that the investment required for mini-grids was just totally out of reach of the people who were really interested in helping. We worked back to smaller systems, which included a few lamps and a solar panel, or even using existing generators for battery charging. But still at a price of around $100 US, that was still far beyond the means of the people. So we gradually came back and back until we discovered LED lighting technology, which enables a solar product to be developed at about, or for a retail cost of about $15 to $20. Now, this is getting to the level where it can capture the cash market, where no finance is required. And this has potential for mass market transformation from kerosene to electric lighting.
So, and the Firefly product?
The Firefly project. This product is a small LED lamp with a flexible neck, so it allows it to be used both as a task light and if it's hung on a wall as an area light. It's coupled with a 1-watt